When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Million beers!
So, Chris, you have a beard, don't you?
I do have a beard.
I do not have a beard. Sometimes I have a mustache, but I try and keep it waxed and sharp looking.
God. All right.
You're welcome.
It's all good.
You're welcome, so, listeners.
So, this story I got from the Huffington Post.
And some reliable source.
It was really cool. Okay, it's from a journal article. It links back to a journal article. But so this is the title of the journal article, okay? Quote, and this is from the Journal of European Radiology, 2019, February, right?
Radiology, okay. So European radiologists are doing this, okay.
So quote, would it be safe to have a dog in the MRI scanner before your own examination? A multi-center study to establish hygiene facts related to dogs and men, end quote. So the abstract here, objectives, to determine whether it would be hygienic to evaluate dogs and humans in the same MRI scanner. Methods. We compared the bacterial load and colony-forming units of human pathogenic microorganisms in specimens taken from 18 men and 30 dogs. Results. Our study shows a significantly higher bacterial load in specimens taken from men's beards compared with dogs' fur. All of the men showed high microbial counts, whereas only 23 of the 30 dogs had high microbial counts and 7 dogs moderate microbial counts. Furthermore, human pathogenic microorganisms were more frequently found in human beards than in dog fur, although the difference did not reach statistical significance. More microbes were found in human oral cavities than in dog oral cavities. After MRI of dogs, routine scanner disinfection was undertaken and the CFU, or colony-forming units found in specimens isolated from the MRI scanning table and receiver coils showed significantly lower bacterial count compared with human MRI scanners. Conclusions. Our study shows that bearded men harbor significantly higher burden of microbes and more human pathogenic strains than dogs. As the MRI scanner used for both dogs and humans was routinely cleaned after animal scanning, there was substantially lower bacterial load compared with scanners used exclusively for humans. And so this article has key points. 1, bearded men harbor significantly more microbes than dogs. 2, dogs are no risk to humans if they use the same MRI. 3, deficits in hospital hygiene are a relevant risk for patients.
4, dogs are good boys. Yes, they
such
are.
Such good boys. This is just such an insane, like, I love this.
I don't even know where to start. Like, I don't even know where to unpack this, considering, like, I actually do know a tiny little something about MRIs because it has something to do with my work. But, like, you clean and sanitize those things after every use anyways, right? I mean, like, it's not like you're just not doing that, right? And it's like, I don't understand. So I don't understand in Europe, like, what were they just like, hey, you know what? We think we could maybe just double down on this and just have a veterinarian and a hospital, you know, a medical office share an MRI. And how often are dogs getting MRIs as compared to humans?
So
like,
actually,
are you
what's interesting with this one is so Katie, so my wife is in school hoping to become a radiologist for animals. So this is the kind of thing that, you know, she would be interested in. Now, what's interesting here is this paper has like a bunch of authors, right? The first author is in
one of them's name is Mittens, Dr. Mittens.
The first author is from the Department of Radiology at the Paracelsus Medical University, Salzburg, Austria. What's really funny here too is that inside of this, inside of this here, you know, every paper worth its salt has an area that it says where funding comes from. So this one says funding. The authors state that this work has not received any funding. Well, I sure hope not. I mean, it doesn't sound what I, so, okay, here's the only sensible, the only thing I could figure out of why they would do this, right? Was,
somebody lost a bet and they had to, they had an MRI, a dog. I don't know. I mean, like, is it, the dog's not even going to sit still. Is it sedated?
Well, okay, no, so okay. Let's get to the beginning here first. Okay.
The logistics, I haven't even gotten to the beard part. Like the logistics of like, you know, trying to get, you know, trying to get your dog into like a Jack Russell Terrier into an MRI, just to me is like, that's a fool's errand to begin with. That dog is just going to like rip the thing apart.
So the first reason I could think of why they would want why they would say want to do this study in the first place is maybe they can create central locations where it's like they'll do animals and humans at once. Do you know what I'm saying?
But like, is there such a need? Like, there's a need for people. Yes, people get MRIs like a lot, but do animals?
Yeah, so animals can get MRIs, right? I mean, that's partly.
Well, they can.
Yeah, like, animals can get MRIs. They do them. I mean, it's not a lot. Okay. Like, well, here's the thing, right? As people get, I mean. So Katie wants to be an animal radiologist,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
As people make more money, they're going to spend it on stuff that they care about. And one of those things is animals, right? And so, I mean, you'd be surprised, right? Like 10 years ago, no one would think of giving cancer treatment for a dog.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Right, or a cat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Today, people do that stuff all the time because it's getting cheaper. The quality aftercare is a lot better. Like the standard of living of the animals afterwards is a lot higher. You know, all of that stuff. So I can definitely see. And so another answer to your question before, at least as far as I understand it, they can sedate the animals before they do the MRI, right? Because you got to be still. You know what I mean? But that's why they do a lot of other testing on. That's why they do a lot of other stuff for animals, too. Besides, like, say, MRIs, right?
Right.
But the general, I guess, the general answer here, or, I mean, I don't know why they would do this study at all. I mean, it's a paper they have their name on.
And then what they came out of it wasn't even, like, the need or, like, hey, so even, like, the aftercare. Like, to your point, like, what is the life expectancy if we can use an MRI to early diagnose or to even, not even diagnose, but even for treatment? Like, if we use it for radiopharmaceutical treatment for cancer and it's being read off of an MRI for animals, is it a better outcome in the long term than some other method, right? But it's talking about hygiene with dudes with beards.
Yeah, it's not even almost what you would expect.
Like, why? And so if you don't mind, if we can now unpack that part of it, so how is the beard any different than like a head of hair?
Closer to the face,
but like what? Why?
You're keeping
More microbes.
You're keeping soup particles and stuff, and like candy and chocolate and stuff.
You're just hiding a hole. You're hiding a whole smorgasbord.
I mean, you're not hiding it. It just gets there during the day, and then you know once you're getting hungry during the day, you can just start taking licks and stuff. I mean, it's very sensible to Marie Marie. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's such a strange, like, we already know that dogs' mouths are cleaner than human mouths. I mean, it's why it's so much worse to get bit by a human than a dog. I mean,
that's what's going to put you into an MRI.
Yeah, that's part number one, right? So we already knew that part. The other part where, I mean, it just seems like all these authors can't grow beards. And
maybe they're beard haters, man. Maybe they're like an anti-lumberjack beard haters. Just super serious stuff like that.
So this story made me want to bring up a larger point, which was something that I actually touched on Spaced Out Radio, which I do second Wednesday of every month, right? A lot, you know, it's a live broadcast, whatever. Check it out if you haven't yet. They're on YouTube too. But so one of the questions from a listener was, you know, like, why do we care about this black hole study? Right?
Because it's the coolest thing ever.
And, well, and so the part of it that I kind of wanted to bring up here, and, you know, studies like this make everyone in science look like a bunch of idiots. You know, like, really, really they do, right? And so, you know, I mean...
like a bunch of nimrods. Like,
I don't know how good this journal is that published this article, or how good these researchers are that published it, or went to get it published, or whatever. But this is the kind of stuff that should never make it into a meet. I mean, this isn't as bad as some other stuff I've seen, right, with publishing and everything. But this is the kind of article, or, you know, we're just sitting here and trying to scratch our heads and think, why the heck, you know, why would you even do this study in the first place? Like, what is the benefit? What is the benefit you're trying to do to get out of this study?
There isn't. I mean, there isn't one.
And a lot of the times what you find with these weird, like, tangential papers like this, or with these weird, like, one-off papers, is they are very tangential to another study, right? So maybe they were doing a work where, you know, they wanted to use an MRI for humans on animals to help them save some money or something. And so just in that study, they found, oh, well, look, this is kind of publishable results. Look, the guys with beards are a lot less, you know, there's a lot more microbes in the guys with beards than on the dogs. Isn't that kind of funny? Let's publish it, right? But it has no, you know, it's just tangential, right? Well,
yeah. I don't even know where to start, because even if a dog MRI, it would be different than an MRI that's run on people. I mean, it would be different. It would be a totally, it would be a different setup. It would be the same sort of,
it would
be the same sort of coils and the same sort of Tesla, like a 1.5 and a 3. It would be that type of thing, I would assume, but like, it would probably be less expensive because it also doesn't have to, I don't think it has to go through the FDA.
Well,
or pets or animals.
Well, you would think.
You should ask Katie. That's a good question.
I actually don't know.
What kind of regulatory is behind that?
I don't know. But you would think at least that if you were going to have one for animals, you could just have one. Right? Like, there's, and a lot of states have this where there are centralized animal hospitals at each state, essentially, that can get a lot of that kind of stuff. Right? So, I mean, and sometimes it's a couple of states, like in New England, there's one in Boston that's huge, that gets in a lot of that kind of stuff, that does do, like, the MRIs and all this other stuff and whatever. That's the kind of thing where, again, though, you would think, well, maybe you only need one MRI for dogs, or for just for animals generally, right? And then that's where you're doing those kind of studies. So I saw this article, and it made me angry. And especially with this week of people, you know, just people don't understand science
and
publishing
and
how it works and like why the process is the way it is and all this other stuff. And so it just made me really annoyed to see this article pop up in my, looking at the articles during the day. So anyways.
And I don't understand too, really quickly, like an MRI is maybe not the right technology. I mean, what about a PET CT or a SPECT CT or like some sort of gamma camera, right? That, you know, it's like there's different kind of radiology equipment that you could use to do something that's not exactly like a MR, but somewhat similar.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, that a lot of...
How about the microbes on that? And are microbes bad necessarily? I mean, they're just like germs, right? I mean, like, they're not... It's not like... They're scion pathogens
generally,
you're walking around with,
well,
right? I'm assuming. I don't know. I mean, it's not like they're great, but it's like...
The thing is that I think the idea is that if some of them can grow, then any of them can really grow, right? So it's kind of the idea that we always have dangerous bacteria on us at all times, but a lot of the times our body is fighting them off and we don't really realize it. So when you have a hospital where someone might be immunocompromised or, you know, just have a different microbiome flora than you do, they might get affected differently than you will, right? So it's just such a silly paper. It's such an unnecessary paper. Such an unnecessary thing. It's not even really a full paper.
But you're still a good boy, Chris. Still a good boy.
I'm going to go and shampoo my beard now. All right, cool. Thanks, listeners.
A news story gets shared by a friend on social media, or you catch a tweet that really makes your blood boil. But how do you separate fact from fiction? That's the premise behind Disinformation, a 10-part series from Evergreen Podcasts and Emergent Risk International coming this fall. Tune in to Disinformation wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, don't believe everything you read.